And Gimel, we'll go back to Seif Hay to clarify some things that weren't clarified last time. If Nifne B'mokom Magula, if he's relieving himself from Gedolim, and he's in B'mokom Magula, Shein Bo Mechitzos, he's in an open area. An open area. So we say, you know, they used to relieve themselves many times in an open area, but, you know, it's very likely to occur if you're on a camping trip or anything. So you would be in an open area. Yechavein, the Mechaber Paskins, Yechavein sheyuponav ledorom v'achorov letzofo no ipcha. You should be facing north-south, either way. The Mechaber says it doesn't matter which way you're facing. Abel bein mizrach l'mayrav osur, but not in an east-west direction. So that's the Mechaber. We'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. Ulahatul mayim faktanim b'chol inyan shari. Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Zion. Avol b'chotzer in a place with walls b'chol inyan shari. Kach kosher v'beisoyis v'mogen avram. So that would be mashma within the walls anywhere. Avol ataz hiskim in ma'ari avu of the b'chotzer gamkin otzer b'emtza achotzer bein mizrach l'mayra b'alo megula hu b'osu mokom. In other words, you would say, to give it an objective measure, you would say sometimes it's subjective, when you feel you're like protected or covered by the walls, and sometimes, depends how big the area is. There are shitas that the Taz says if you're in the middle of the chotzer when the walls really don't create a covering, a protection, a tznius situation, so then it's as good as the open field, or as bad as the open field. So then it would be usur. Again, Mizrach Mayrav. In other words, if you have a kaisel, a wall, even on the Mayrav side, so then you go next to the wall, so then you're tsanua, you're covered, you're within the confines of that wall, so that's already mutter. Only if you're totally exposed. The kachkos of Adrisha, Usho Achronim, or Vishagasari, we never clarified that. Shein bo mechitzos, avon om yesh bo mechitzos, afilu rak mechitzachos on tzad Mayrav. Even if it's in the tzad, the ruach that we're most makbid on, and the mechitzos there, but he could sit there by Mayrav, yesh in tzad mechitzos besomuch lo, dainu al kapona betoch dalet amos. So here the Mishmur gives a shear of dalet amos, when it's one wall at least. He says dalet amos within the wall, the achor of Lamarov even, klapei hamachitzah v'nifnesham, the chayna makaisel b'mizrachim. There's one wall. Now, there's not an enclosed area, but there's just one wall. So then you go to that wall, yoshev esomuchla, the achor of Lamizrach. Yesh machmirim b'zeh, v'neishe pirua shalofonav hulitzad ma'arav, v'ashchina b'ma'arav. According to the Mechaber, the main problem here is that there's a concept called Shechina B'Marav in Sugyas, in Brachas, where the Shechina is said to reside, so to speak, with more intensity. So the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, is understanding the Mechaber that, like the Rambam Shita, which is, it doesn't matter where you are, if you're at Tzafon, Dorom, it's always Mizrach Marav, that's the Isser, because of the Shechina B'Marav concept. So the Marav is really the problem, so to speak. Mizrach is like this Keneged Marav, so you have to treat it with more respect also. So if the Mechitza is B'Mizrach, you're in an open area, and the Mechitza is B'Mizrach, so then some say you shouldn't. It's not so possible to be next to that kaisel, because then the Marav, you're open to the Marav. There's even them to be makbid on Sofon Dorom. So if the kaisel is the Marav, so then you're right by the kaisel, so that's okay. But if it's b'mizrach, so you're exposed to Marav, so you should be machmir. That's his point. Again, machmir means to always be machmir to the dinah mechaber, that when you're in an open area, you should position yourself tzafon daro. This is not a hilchos mechitza where you would say ten tefachim. Sometimes I think it works the other way too. You could have a ten tefachim mechitza, but okay, so you're on an incline, and then you're still exposed to people standing around. So, or on the other side of the mechitza. So, the point is, you should be covered up. You should be concealed within the mechitzas. O ipcha tzafon darom, o ipcha v'yeshomim te'ipcha lo, the totally zorbezeh, that there's a hakpada, that it shouldn't be achor of l'darom. The Mishnah Berurah says totally zorbezeh, so you're limited then to achor of l'tzafon, if you're going to be nisr. I was learning Mishnah Berurah. You know, the Aruch HaShulchan, for example, says you don't have to, but we're learning Mishnah Berurah now, so totally zorb is that. Then mizuch l'mayr b'shem d'ashchina shchona b'mayrot, shora b'mayrot. V'afilu v'machzor ponav l'mayrot, v'also d'mizuch shukenegen l'mayrot, yesh l'gam ken kedusha. So there is the Darkei Moshe shita. It wasn't so clear last time, someone asked me, and I talked, I didn't have it clear. It's the Darkei Moshe that says that it's not always Mizrach Mara, but that it depends on your location. In other words, if you're to the east or to the west, then it's Mizrach Mara. And the reason it said Mizrach Mara as a blanket statement, the Darkei Moshe says, is because they were talking when they were west of Eretz Israel. So it was east-west, that was Osir. But indeed, if you're in a north-south line, so then that is Osir, and Mizrach Marav is Mutter. But we do not paskin like that. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the Darkei Moshe, and he paskins the way it's Mashman the Rambam, that it's across the board, that it's always Mizrach Marav that's Osir. So again, this is a halacha. There is a bottom-line halacha here. It's not Mogeos most of the time, because we have bathrooms, we have mechitzos, but if you're ever in an open area, basically in the army, I imagine, I don't know, what does the army do when they're in training, and they have, so if you're in an open area, you cannot be in a Mizrach Mayrav line, you have to be in a Tzafon Darom line, and the Mishnah Berurah Paskins is totally Zara to be always Achorav L'Tzafon, to be that way, and even in the north south, you should have a Hakpada. Okay, Sifov says the chenoser lishon bein mizrach l'mayrav im ishto imo. The nachon lizor afilu kishein ishto imo. Now here, so you would think that with mechitzas is again not a problem, and that's what some achronim do suggest that, but the Mishnah Berurah will see that the Mishnah Berurah's mashma even with mechitzos, that here it ratchets up a bit, and it's more chomer, and even with mechitzos. Rak yechavin shehei rosha shomita l'tzofon umargalusel l'dorom, or the other way around, it can be on the tzofon dorom line. It should be in the tzofon dorom line. So here, if people are not makbid, so the saving grace is what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say now. Either you can be soymech on shitas that with mechitzas you're okay, but and now the Mishnah Berurah says v'chuvas menachem azaria posuk k'mashikos of a zohar, that is the other way around. Parshas v'midbar sheiroshu margaloser shalamikos elamizuch v'zalamaro. That's the way it should be. V'dafka v'iskim shom sheiroshu l'maro v'kach posuk v'artes tachayim shem kama achreinim v'mikom akom tov yosel l'chatchilo l'no kashul chenoruch. But after all is said and done, it's hard to know. My impression is, I don't know if people are makbid. I don't know if people ask me a shiloh, so I don't know if people are makbid. The bottom line is, the sheet is that, my impression, I should say, an impression. You can't really know. My impression is that people don't take it into account. It's like the Aruch HaShulchan's lashon is nafal haidina bebira in a bar. It's like it's not megay anymore. It's halacha. Since you have the machloka zohar and gemara, which way it should go, so just forget the whole thing. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Mishnah Berurah's mashma. Well, with the zohar, you're not really sure which way to go, but the Mishnah Berurah does really. How do I know the Mishnah Berurah paskins even with mechitzas? Because pashtus is mechitzas. You're talking about lishon a mishto in a house, in a room, there's going to be mechitzas there. So that's why I'm assuming the Mishnah Berurah, I mean, most Achronim speak out that even with Mechitzas, most. Some say it can't be more chomer than the Nifne, and if it is Mechitzas, it's okay. I'm just assuming the Mishnah Berurah would have said something, because Pashtus, the case is Mechitzas. Okay, Afilu Kishen Ishto Imo. But it's talking about your sleeping orum. Ayin bar tzachayim shebezein lachmarak b'shochiv orum. Even though you're under the covers, l'chayra, you're not allowed to be shochiv orum, not under the covers. Uvein kloim sodav l'mita, there's like no... Again, in an enclosed bed. Okay, that's the nochon lizor, filuk shenish doimo, but that's only shochiv orum. Okay. What? Why does it? Also means you're not supposed to do it. You want to know how severe a punishment will get? Also means you're not supposed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. You want to know? It's not. You want to know if there's an avera? You have to define the word. You did what you're not supposed to do. I mean, many times in the Gemara you find a Lashon Aser, and indeed all it means is it's inappropriate. But maybe that's also an Aveira, to do something inappropriate. You know, these are just words. We don't have exact definitions for these words. You want to know if you were technically Oiver and Isser Derabonon? Maybe, maybe not. But who says it's wrong to do? So how much Hashem... The question... The label's not important. You want to know how angry Hashem is going to be. Really, it's not a question of a label. Is it an aveir or is it not an aveir? You know, again, the Gemara says asur to many things that means inappropriate. But you're not supposed. But if it uses the lashon asur, it's because a person is not supposed to do something inappropriate. To what degree does Hashem care? And to what degree will the person be punished for disregarding the inappropriateness? I'm afraid you don't find that out till it's too late. I'm not joking. You don't find it out till it's too late. For all you know, Hashem's more makbid on inappropriate than Yisurim. We don't know.
Every time you have to renounce, you have to what degree is the shat taken away? How much of a tzak?
And the chanami. If it's not technically forbidden, just inappropriate, then the shasat kak will be matter it. That's true. You want to know here what it means? It probably... You have to bring a raya that it only means inappropriate. You need a raya. All the time the achronim say in the Gemara, like this, also that, and it only means inappropriate, they have to bring rayas that it only means inappropriate. Okay. So till now we've said that matil mayim is not a problem, but there is one case of a problem where it's hamatil mayim and atzofim v'lifnim pirish mokum sheyicholim liros misham harabayis umisham v'holo stepping back and yicholim liros from sofim and inwards. So lo yeshev uponav klapi hakodesh, he shouldn't urinate towards the kodesh if he could see harabayis from there. Elalatzofon oladarom. Oh, Yisalek Hakodesh Litzdod. Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel came to Chlemet Haz Mishuya. Elalatzofon. Who Adin a Machor of Klapi Hakodesh Shori Batolos Meraglaim. If your back is towards the Kodesh, it's mutter because there's no pirua there. You're not exposed. Vayim beir agrosh iskim dafilu manatzofin b'luchutz. In pon of klapi hakodesh, also batolus meiraglayim. Without, in other words, if you're directly facing the mokum hamikdash, the harabayis, I guess it's vital without mechitzas. Probably, it's also batolus meiraglayim. That could be no gaya many times. You could even stop off on the side of a highway, right? And you have to urinate, so you stop. I mean, it happens. You're stuck in traffic, and this happens. So according to the Gra, you can't do it online with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Harabayas. What? Usually you don't do it by the car. Usually you stop the car, you run into the grass. Also, Lamad Lefanos Lehedya Kneged Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. To lo yehi mechlam li shenemar aleim v'achoreim al heichal Hashem. This is again Lefanos. He's talking about Gedolim. But again, he's talking here without walls, just a public outhouse without mechitzas. Okay. Sifches. So till now we had three sifim about. So the beginning of Siman Gimel was about Tznius. Then we had three Se'ithim that have to do not so much with Tznius, but like upper Madrega with treating certain Ruchos Ha'olam. This is all part of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Slamid, I'm sure. That there's certain Ruchos Ha'olam where the Shechina is said to have more presence, to be more felt, or it's there with more intensity, and therefore it calls for a different set of halachas, a more chomer dika halachas. So Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet was about stamped tznius. Hey, Vav and Zion was treating certain ruchos haolam with more respect. Now we go back to Hilchos Beis Hakisei and Hilchos Tznius. Sifches, a different type of tznius. Shenifne besodeh, imu achori hageder, yifne miyad. You can do it immediately, meaning if he's not exposed, if his friend is there, if there's people around, he's not exposed, so that's okay. That's the only hakpada. The noises that are heard are not a hakpada. It's not a chesar and tznius. It depends how makbid you are, but it's not. Nichlal, the Machaber is saying, in the Gidrei Tznius, to avoid it. So you can be Nifne Miyad as long as you're not exposed. Ubebika, where you're not, so Yisrachei Gadmokim Shaliuchal Chaveiro Liros Piruo. So you have to go so that he can't see you are being exposed. Mishne Brura Sifkot and Tezvov Yifne Miyad Dohen Chaveiro Roev Piruo. V'chein B'chotzer Achari Kosol Abayis. It's not really nice. So if you don't care, we don't care. Even though really, I don't know, something that's, again, a degradation to a person, so he shouldn't do. Certainly something that causes someone else to feel disgusted, we'll have later on. And in Chelek Beis, you can't spit in front of people, you can't do things in front of people which make them feel disgusted. So I guess if that's true here, it would also be Osir. But he's just talking about the thing itself, so we say no makbid, ain't no makbid. It's not the etzem of the lashon cherpo ubusha, but it's not. You have to be magdir it. The hamdara, I guess, would be it's not a lack of dignity. It's embarrassing, but it's not something that goes against the anushius of a person. It's not something that takes away the tzelem elokim. That's right. Nakedness and someone seeing piruo, that's a stira to tzelem elokim, to a person as a person. Cherpo busha is cherpo busha. That's all. So if you don't mind, you don't mind. Piruo ratzloma giluya mashemegalim ibisoro melathona v'omaliachrav. Because he sees that he's there, he sees that he's doing something, but if he doesn't see his nakedness, so there's no stira to sneers. Lo yeshiv b'mehera, this is already back to some medical in Yonim. Lo yeshiv b'mehera v'chozek, don't overly strain. V'lo ye'enos litchok atzmo yosur vidai. Shelo yinotek shinei hakarkashta. Hakarkashta is the rectal opening. Shinei hakarkashta is that there's, I don't know what it's called, but the euphemism is like teeth, like pieces there, and you can push it, rip open, like the rectal opening could tear more if you do it b'chozek, so you should be careful about that. Okay, we'll stop here. That's it for today. If you look in the Luach, we'll be going deep into Siman Dalet, and then next week we'll be doing Hilchos Sukkah, and then Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We'll be following the Luach.
Right.
That's right.
I think that's something.